All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries.
That's a recording from the meeting of the Ports and Harbor Commission held on Tuesday, in which they voted to approve work for what they call the Waterfront Master Plan. The Waterfront Master Plan is an initiative in Valdez to make updates, alterations, and improvements to portside and harbor infrastructure and community facilities in one comprehensive plan. This is a project years in the making, but it hasn't come without hurdles.
That scope is perhaps less than what some people may have remembered, but there was a process, you know, 3 or 4 years ago trimming back the scope.
That was Capital Facilities Director Nate Duvall, who had a short presentation at the Ports and Harbors meeting and is actively involved in many of the projects that fall under their oversight. The largest component of the Waterfront Master Plan is the addition of a new harbor, which began construction in July of 2015. The harbor has been the subject of criticism for its change in scope and its price tag of $82.6 million.
Some of the items in the harbor have been put on hold. The launch ramps are one of them. It's hard to operate launch ramps in 2 to 3 different locations when they don't bring a whole lot of revenue in, but they bring a lot of people into the community.
That's Ports and Harbors Director Jeremy Talbot, who had a lot to say about both the advantages and obstacles involved in the master plan.
And then the other thing that we did is we put the fuel dock RFQ went out on the street, and we didn't get any of the offers to build and operate that were acceptable to the city. So we will be going back out and probably constructing that ourselves.
Not all of the changes were compromises, and in fact, one late-coming addition is very popular in the community.
We also added scope as well. We did some additional dredging and cleaned up some areas in there, and we also added the drive down. And so the drive down really helps the commercial people because you'll be able to get those nets right next to your boat.
Talbot is referring to the drive down floats that were added to the plan just shortly before it came to a public vote. Here's what Ports and Harbor Commission member Mark Swanson had to say about the addition.
I think the drive down float's going to be a real boon to the fishermen, and I think all the waterfront access and nice stunning views from the picnic areas down there are going to be, you know, useful to all the citizens. People have to look at this as an investment of infrastructure. And if you look at, you know, what a road costs per mile, it's, you know, it just really doesn't pay for itself. But what it allows the community to do, to build and to get goods and services in, you know, same thing with the harbor.
The primary hope for the new harbor is that it will be an economic boon for the community, as well as attract enterprise and attention from those that might not otherwise place Valdez under consideration.
Becoming a fish hub, but having a place where people can come and work on their boats, where people can come and offload their fish and get them processed, and a place where they can call home, it's a force multiplier that will kind of reinvent how the logistics is in and out of Alaska for fish.
The new harbor isn't the only major change in the Waterfront Master Plan. The plan affects almost all of the major facilities in the port and increases the publicly accessible waterfront infrastructure by almost double. A major area being impacted is the John Thomas Kelsey Municipal Plaza, which contains the city's ferry service, a recreational area, and a museum. The warehouse containing the museum annex will be renovated and altered to be one-third its current square footage, and the additional space will be converted into green space and parking to the north. The building will get a new canopy at the entrance, new cladding, and a new roof in an effort to save the structure and make the area more appealing to visitors. The plaza is receiving a similar update to account for the removal of the old marquee, known by locals as the Pringle due to its resemblance to the snack, and to account for the changes in traffic expected in the coming years. Recently, the lack of cruise ship visitors has been a dominant concern among locals. Mark Swanson had this to say.
Time, and I've lived here a long time, and we've seen, you know, one business after another, the lights go out, and people move out of town, and I think cruise ships will really help reverse that trend.
While Viking and Holland America cruise lines have already committed to Valdez as a visitor destination, other cruise companies are beginning to show interest in having ships here as soon as 2021. The changes to the plaza are to be headed by Corvus Design, a landscape architecture and industrial design firm located here in Alaska. One aspiration for the project at the Kelsey Plaza is to improve the aesthetics of the port of entry for many of the town's visitors.
Because, you know, the town moved here pretty quickly in the 60s without a lot of, I think, thought for architecture. So we have great natural beauty, and the built beauty here is not so much. If you look at all the ports and harbors facilities, you'll see some built beauty.
While much of the development is intended to boost cruise ship traffic, many of the changes are meant mostly for the locals.
I think people are going to be pretty happy with that space. You'll probably see some weddings. It's open up to the view. Though when the Pringle was there, you couldn't see the view. We want to maintain our charm. And so that's what the message I would get across is that we're going to do it right.
The changes to the Kelsey Plaza are expected to take place over the next 2 years, and the new harbor is expected to be open this summer. For KCHU in Valdez, I'm James Devins.